Tomorrow, hundreds of musicians will perform free concerts all over Cuyahoga and Lorain counties, from street corners and hallways to Severance Hall and the Beachland Ballroom. It's part of Make Music Day Cleveland. I talked to program director Aliyah Ultan about the third annual event. Ultan studies cello at Oberlin College's Conservatory of Music, and she'll be one of some 300 artists participating in Make Music Day in and around Cleveland. It's part of a global celebration that will be held in 70 U.S. cities. Ultan organized Cleveland's event that features everything from classical and hip-hop to rock and roll and reggae.
It's really just about activating and celebrating and opening up creative communities for everyone to just, like, recognize on a day.
And how does this work? Free concerts all over the city, all over Cuyahoga County. How do you go about organizing something like this?
I'm still learning. It's one of the performances I'm most excited about is 88-Bit. His name's Rob Kovacs, and he's a solo pianist based in Cleveland who does covers of video game music. And I was like, what would that sound like? And so he'll be doing a free performance in Severance Hall during the instrument discovery program.
Part of this is that you can just be walking around and maybe stumble upon somebody performing on a street corner or somewhere. But the other idea is you can go online. There's going to be a whole schedule, so you can actually kind of hop around and see different things on a schedule, right? So it's both ways.
It's definitely both ways. Another thing is I'm working on creating an event map, which is super fun because it's basically a treasure hunt of all of these different things you can be a part of. But it is really fun to have people just happen upon music making. I mean, really the heart of it is that we're creating safe spaces for anyone to create in front of each other, with each other, around each other. And one of the connecting kind of through line events is a harmonica parade. So we'll be passing out free harmonicas, and there will be short little workshops where someone will teach you like a couple tunes on the harmonica, and then you all just walk around and meet up in a place. And then there's some other events that are really fun.
So I don't have to be a skilled harmonica player to take part in that?
Not at all. You just breathe in, breathe out, sound happens. It's great.
And as a cellist, you're going to be performing as well.
Mm-hmm. I'll be performing towards the end of the festival in Beachland Tavern. Mm. There's going to be a lot of really incredible bands, including Frizzin, who's actually a bunch of my friends from Oberlin College, as well as Moises Bork, who's like this incredible samba virtuoso. So there's a really beautiful mix of music happening then.
This is something that you've been interested in a long time. You like to take on kind of community music projects like this.
I've spent a lot of time on the other side of things. I didn't come from very much. And so if it wasn't for community engagement activities, including Boys and Girls Club and like a lot of other really important programs, Bridge Kids through New York Philharmonic and such, I just wouldn't be where I am now. So it's really important for me to give back.
I want to come out to one place and see quite a bit of things. Is Public Square the place to go?
Public Square is the place to go until 4 o'clock, and then stuff kind of migrates down Euclid, and there's stuff in Playhouse and Shaker Square.
Aliyah, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Aliyah Ultan, Program Director for Make Music Day Cleveland. You can find a schedule and map of tomorrow's performances at WKSU.org.